若是本性所得光，虽彼许愿同行者，今方光明故入时，此时大仙至自在。在前边所讲的放种种光明，用种种的这个自在三昧的力量来教化众生，在佛的每一个毛孔都放出无量无数无边不可穷尽那么多的光明，来搅悟一切无量无数无边不可穷尽那么多的众生。那么这种光明，有的人就见，有的人就没有见。这个有见的人，有的有许愿的，有的有现因的，有的就有邪知邪见的。那么邪知邪见愚痴的众生，没有智慧的就见不着这光明。有缘的有许因的，或者有现有许愿有现因的，都可以见着这佛的光明。这许愿呢有四种许愿，第一种就是啊，在以前所造那有同业，也就是啊做一样的事情，和这个佛在因地修行造一样的业，所以啊在今生能见到佛的光明。第二种的许愿就是啊爱其行，咱们叫爱其行呢，就譬如这个佛在因地的时候修种种的横门所修行的这种法门，你自己虽然不能修行，但是可爱好啊，譬如修十二头陀横啊，持这个淡三一的戒，啊，或者穿这个粪扫衣的戒，或者长七十的戒，或者次第七的戒，或者日中一时的戒，或者过午不饮浆，这种种的啊头陀的横门， 或者陆地坐修这个法门，或者呀树下坐，或者修这个一坐时的戒，或者在这个坟间修行，这种种的横门，你自己虽然不能修行这个横门，但是你爱好啊，你赞叹，这叫爱其行。你有这种的许因许愿，也可以见着佛光。第三种是能随喜啊，你能随喜呀、啊、这个修道的人所修行的这个功德，你都能随喜啊。譬如这修道的人他愿意造庙啊，你说啊，我随喜功德啊，帮助出钱出力，这都叫随喜功德啊。这个也能见着佛光。第四是但见所作啊，你见着啊这个菩萨佛在因地修行啊，他所修行的横门，你虽然呢啊没有和他在一起去修行，你虽然也没有啊说对不对，也没有随喜，你呀、啊、可是见着了，但是也没有反对，这样子也有机会见着这个光，见着佛呀、菩萨放这个种种三昧的光明，也有机会。这是啊，许愿的有四种，那么现因又有三种，也可以见着光，见着佛的光。三种是什么呢？第一种就是修广府，修啊广大的这个福田啊，所谓诸恶不作，众善奉行啊，广修供养，这修广府来供养三宝，这是第一种的现因。你现在能以修广大的福，也能见着佛的光。第二现因，就是现在你所种的因，要供多佛，你供养啊无量无数无边恒河沙数诸佛，这也能见着佛光啊。第三种就是求佛果，你修道啊啊，不求人天福报，声闻缘觉啊，那么只求啊无上的佛果。你有这样的现因，也可以见着佛的光。那么有以上这七种，有远缘和近因啊，有这七种的因缘，都可以见着佛的光。那么要不具足这个，不具备这七种的因缘，那么就不会见着佛的光。不见着佛的光，这有三种的因缘。第一就是凡语凡夫我愚痴啊，写这个没有智慧，你也见不着佛的光。第二啊，就是这个邪信外道。什么叫邪信外道？好像就昨天有一个人提议这哈拉克斯呢，这就叫邪信外道啊。他所讲的无根无据啊，就是随便乱说 随便云云啊，这叫啊邪信外道。他信是有点信，但是信这个邪知邪见的啊，这种外道旁门左道。第三是劣解二乘，劣解就是啊愚痴，不明白真正的佛法，是二乘的人。他虽然是修行，但是啊不明白佛的真正的道理，佛法真正的道理他不了解。你和他说他也不信，这种的人也是啊不能见着佛的光明。第三种人，他愚痴无智慧，就好像什么呢，就好像这人生来就是个盲眼的人，就是个瞎子啊，他见不着太阳光。有的人那么当然是见着太阳光了，可是他呀见不着太阳光啊，也不知道太阳光是个什么啊，没有见着太阳光也就和没有见着佛的光明是一样的。所以这三种人呢不容易见着佛的光明。俺们大要都属于这三种人呢其中的一类啊，所以啊有的人就见不着佛的光明，但是也有的人见得着，就是在我们这个法会里边，有的人就常常见着佛的光明，有的人呢啊就常常见不着佛的光明。那么见着的就因为有前边那七种的许愿和现因，见不着的就因为有这个最后那三种的邪知邪见和愚痴，劣解二乘。劣解就是懂一也懂一点，但是他懂得不彻底不完全啊。入其本性所得光啊，这个佛啊像他本行在因地所修行的什么横门，就得到啊什么智慧光明。虽彼许愿同行者啊，虽然佛菩萨在因地修行能以啊和他或者同业或者爱他的修行的横门，或者能随喜，或者但见所作，这随彼许愿同行者今放光明故入世。现在呀、所放的光明，所以呀、才有人看得见佛的光明，有的人呢就见不着。此是大仙智自在，这个是啊这个得到圆满的大脚，这个大脚金仙自在的智慧一种神通妙用所表现的。往昔同修于府业，既有爱乐能随喜，见其所作已弗然，彼此光显得见。有没有念错啊？没有啊。同修往昔同修于府业， 这就是啊，修广府。这是言其啊，佛在因地所修行的时候，咱们这个众生呢，在那时候也发菩提心了，也见着啊佛修的这广大的福业，佛在因地为求无上正等正觉的佛果，舍千身而不惜，为了求菩提道，为了修广大的福业，修福修慧，行人所不能行的，是做人所不能做的；忍人所不能忍的，让人所不能让的；吃人所不能吃的，受人所不能受的。修人所不愿意修的这个苦恨，成人所难成的这个佛果，那么这个有缘的众生在当时啊，受佛因地这种的愿力的影响，也啊通修这个福业，所以说往昔通修于福业啊，既有爱乐能随喜啊，和这个有这个爱乐其行，爱乐呀、啊、佛所修行的这种横门啊，和随喜赞叹，能随喜赞叹佛所有的功德，见其所作，又见着啊佛所做的这种种的功德，以夫然也呀、啊、能见着佛的光明，彼于此光显得见。那么因为在往昔有这个许愿，又有这个现因啊，前面所讲的都是许愿，这有这种种的许愿，所以呀、啊对佛所放的光明显得见，那么才可以见得到佛所放的这个光明三昧这种自在的神力不可思议的境界。今天呢讲这个八句偈颂，以我这个很愚痴很笨的思想来讲这个经文的道理，大要是挂一漏万就是没有真正讲明白。你们哪一位有独到的见解、高深的智慧，对这个经文有什么看法比我所见的更清楚。 请各位提出来，咱们大家共同讨论。因为咱们这个讲经的法会是自由民主的，不是独裁专制的啊，不是只许可我讲不许可你们讲。咱们这个在美国这儿这个讲经法会，谁都有发言权，谁都有啊这个什么看法都可以拿出来共同研究啊。俺们绝对要把这个佛法研究真明白了，不要弄得糊里糊涂啊，竟这个骗迂夫迂妇啊，骗老太婆啊，就啊很专制的那种的的样子，那种的态度，那不是真正佛教的本来面目。所以啊，我们绝对是以众人的智慧为智慧，不要单单我一个人来讲。所以啊，你们各位有宝贵的智慧都可以啊来在大家的面前呢说一说。你有什么话讲没有？你没有话讲，谁有话讲可以讲一讲，话的机会。可以的。
Offerings to all Buddhas. I was wondering what is appropriate as an offering and how is it done?
Johnson for
the Gongyang Yupo, Taiyawan, Kamcher, Kamcher, the Gongyang. Yeah, 自己的力量你能做得到的事情就去做去，尽量来令佛教发扬光大，这就是供养无量诸佛。你要是不叫佛教发扬光大，妒忌障碍，这就是不供养诸佛你看这个道场里兴盛了几天你就想把它毁灭了，这就是不是供养诸佛。你供养诸佛不是说我到南边去供南方佛，北边去供北方佛，东边去供东方佛，西边去供西方佛，中央我供中央的这个释迦牟尼佛，我要各方去供养，不需要的。你尽你的力量所能做得到的来呀护持佛教，这就是供养诸佛了。
还有
谁有什么问题？
琉璃
How do you know? 你各处去找佛找不着的，你只要放下当下就是你把那个找佛的心也放下，那就是见佛了。你找佛那个心要放不下，永远见不着佛。 对。那你为什么还要在职？有的是没有，为什么你又要有？不是没有吗？为什么你又要有？哎，那个不用穿，不用翻译。但是最主要的我要告诉你，你不要把求佛的心放下来，又跑各处去求女人去。
There was a man named Nanda, and his wife's name was Sundara. And they really liked each other a lot, and no matter what they were doing, they were sitting, sleeping, laying down, or driving in the car, whatever they were doing, they were always together. And one day they were having a picnic, and the Buddha was coming back from a palace where he had just begged for food. And Nanda saw the Buddha walking along, and he said to his wife, "Well, I'm going to go give the Buddha some food." And so he got up all the food, and then his wife spit on the ground and said, if you're not back by the time this spit dries up, then you're in trouble." So Nanda walked after the Buddha, and when he thought he was could hand the bowl of food to the Buddha was 4 or 5 steps more ahead of him, because he was using his spiritual powers just to move himself and make Nanda think that he was right in front of him. So finally Nanda noticed that they were at the Jetta Grove, 5 miles from his house. And when Nanda walked in, all of a sudden his hair was gone. The Buddha had shaved his head. Nanda didn't want to leave home because he loved his wife so much. So he decided, well, I'll stay here and I'll wait until I can run away, until I have a chance to run away. But the arhats and the Buddha were all around him all the time. So one day, the Buddha and all the arhats went to beg at the palace. And the Buddha told Nanda to sweep the floor. So Nanda thought, well, here's my chance. I can run away now. So he was going to sweep the floor like the Buddha said. And every time he'd get the dust up and he was just ready to sweep it out, a window would blow open and blow the dust all over the floor again. And he kept trying to sweep the floor, but no matter when he closed one window, the other one blew open. And so after 3 or 4 hours of this, he finally decided, well, I'll just run away and forget about sweeping the floor, shutting the windows. So he just ran away. And he thought, well, since the Buddha goes down the main road, I'll go down the side roads. So Nanda went down the side roads, and then he saw the Buddha coming. So he hid behind a tree. And when he hid behind the tree, the Buddha started walking around the tree when he got there. And Nanda was walking around as fast as he could. And then he turned around and he started walking the other direction. And no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't help colliding with the Buddha. And the Buddha asked him, "What are you doing here, Nanda? I thought you should be home guarding the door at the house." And Nanda goes, "Well, I came to help you carry your bowl of food. I thought it might be too heavy from begging at the palace." So the Buddha goes, "That's just fine. You can help me carry my bowl of food. And we'll carry it right back together to the Jetta Grove." So they walk back to the Jetta Grove, and there was a house with a window open and the door open and the dust mop laying on the floor with piles of dust all over. And then the Buddha noticed that Nanda was sad. So he decided, well, one day I'll take him up into the mountains. So he said to Nanda, "Nanda, You come with me, and since we're not doing any work today, we'll just go up into the mountains and see what it's like up there. So they went on a hike up into the mountains, and they met some monkeys. And the Buddha asked Nanda, do you think your wife is more beautiful than these monkeys? And Nanda said, sure enough, yeah, they're not more beautiful than my wife. My wife is a lot more beautiful than them. And the Buddha goes, yep, you're pretty smart. And after a little while, he still noticed that Nanda was sad. So he said to Nanda, since we're not doing any work today, let's go up to heaven. So Nanda and the Buddha sat in full lotus, and the Buddha used his spiritual penetrations and helped Nanda up into heaven. And they saw goddesses and everything, preparing feasts and everything for everybody up in heaven. And Nanda asked one of the goddesses, who's your leader? And the goddess said, we don't have a leader right now, but he's the Buddha's younger son, Nanda. He's going to become our leader in a little while. And Nanda was really excited. And the Buddha asked him, do you think these goddesses are more beautiful than your wife? And Nanda goes, of course they are. My wife, compared to them, is as ugly as a monkey. And then the Buddha asked him, well, what do these goddesses look like? And he says, they're out of this world. And then they went back down to earth, and Nanda was really happy, so he started cultivating really, really hard to become the leader of heaven. But the Buddha realized that when he was the leader of heaven, he would only live for 1,000 years. So that meant that when Nanda was living up there, that he would live for 1,000 years, and then he would die, and he would have had such fun up there that he would have made some bad karma and went down to hell. So he decided with Nanda, since we aren't doing anything today, let's go down to hell. And Nanda thought, well, I've never been there before, so I guess it might be some fun. So they went down and they saw all different kinds of hells, icy hells and hot hells and the mountain of knives and all that kind of thing. And finally they got to this one hell that had these two ghosts in it with a cauldron that was supposed to be full of boiling oil, but the fire had gone dead and it wasn't even simmering. And Nanda said to the ghosts, you two ghosts, what are you doing? And they said, we're being lazy. And they rubbed their eyes and they said, and we're waiting for the leader of heaven who's going to come down here and we're going to boil him like a wonton in this pot of boiling oil. So Nanda was really scared then. And they said, and his name is Nanda, the little brother of the Buddha. And Nanda was really scared. And then when they went back up from hell, Nanda stopped cultivating to be the leader of heaven, and he started cultivating to stop birth and death. And sure enough, in a little while, he became a 4-stage arhat and certified that he wouldn't die and he wouldn't be born unless he wanted to. And Nanda was really special because he was really handsome because he had 30 of the marks of Buddha. And so a lot of people would mistake him for the Buddha. And there's one more thing I'd like to say before the end of the story. I'd like to say about the sutras. I've seen a lot of mistreating with the sutras, like putting things on top of them, which you're not supposed to do. I've seen a lot of that. And I'd like to ask if anybody knows if mantras can be put on top of a sutra.
Uh-huh. 他问谁？大家怎么样说？谁叫他问的这个问题？Who taught you?Why you ask this question?
Because I see
people putting water on top of the water. 在经典上边也可以，咒放在经典上边，这个可以，因为都是佛所说的。经典呢，不过有大乘经也小乘经，大乘经应该放在上边，小乘经呢应该放在经的下边。这个咒呢不分大乘小乘经典都可以放。绕游自修众福业，供养诸佛无量数，与佛共得常愿求，是此光明所开脚。前边这几句偈颂是说和佛在往昔呀，和佛在一起修行，也就是那个许愿的那四种的缘。在和佛在一起修行，就能见着佛所放的光明。这一类四句偈文是自修，是啊，自己呀、所修的众福业，就是一切的善事，是自己所修的，没有和佛在一起。好像我们现在愿意修一切的福业，佛已经入涅盘了，那么怎么办呢？就是要自己来修，自己去做一切的善事，修一切的福业。修福业首先应该呀，从这供养诸佛上开始。所以呀，也是啊，供养诸佛无量数，供养无量无边那么多的诸佛。我们是不是要走到每一个佛的面前去供养这么无量无边的诸佛呢？不需要，因为俺们现在要是用两条腿来走，到每一个佛的面前去供养，那是办不到的。你回着骑马去各处找佛来供养，这也是啊办不到的。那么你 坐这个汽车去找，也不一定找得到，因为这个佛呀，在此世界、他世界、无量诸世界，佛的数目犹如恒河沙一样。啊，你无论你是坐车、坐船、坐飞机，到各处去找佛，都不容易找，找得着。那么佛在什么地方呢？佛在你的面前，你的面前就是佛，你不要当面错过，就被失之。所以说啊，这个佛就是心，心就是佛。你有一种至诚恳切心来供养佛，那佛呀就接受你的供养。这个佛究竟在什么地方？佛是无在无不在的，没有一个地方他在，也没有一个地方他不在，他是尽虚空遍法界都是佛。那么你要是没有至诚恳切心，哪个地方都没有佛。所以俺们拜佛的时候必须要恭恭敬敬，不可以东看看西看看，前望望后望望，不可以这样子。你这样子啊，那就是没有诚心，没有专一，你拜佛呀就一心拜佛，持咒啊就一心持咒，好像在我们佛堂这儿拜佛念诵咒的时候，不要听着楼上有一个什么声音，那个心就跑到楼上去了，楼下有一个声音，又跑到楼下来了，在街上有一个声音，那个心就跑到街上去了，那个门有个声音，心就跑到那个门那儿去了。不可以这样跑，不要管闲事，因为你拜佛呀比什么都重要，你呀诵经持咒也比什么都重要，除非单单叫你管这个管理事情，你再呀去管理事情，没有叫你管理那个事情，你不要管闲事，这么样子你就能专一，这才是真正的供养佛，真正的礼拜佛，真正的专一，就是用一个心来拜佛，来诵经，来持咒，这样子才能有感应道交的这种力量。所以各位说我拜了这么多佛，念了这么多经，吃了这么多咒，我修行了这么多年，一点什么成就都没有，你想要成就什么？你在那儿拜佛， 净打妄想，啊，净想入非非，啊，你一边拜佛，一边打妄想，一边管闲事，你这怎么能会有感应？啊，所以修道必须要啊，专一其心，啊。我以前对你们说过，啊，我读书的时候，在这个我的旁边，他有会的打鼓的、打钟的，他都不能扰乱我，啊，我不被这个钟声所转，不被这个鼓声所转，我能专心致志，啊，来读书。那么这个钟鼓的声音我是不是听不见呢？啊，不是的，也听得见，但是就不被这种声音所摇动这个读书的心。咱们现在拜佛也应该这样子，咱们一心拜佛，不被其他的闲杂声所摇动我们这个心，啊，就是两个人譬如握手，这就可以说是交背，啊，交背就是两个人怎么手，背搭着背，这叫交背。交就是那个交，交朋友的交，交通的交。交背啊，就是两个人的背，背搭着背，这表示就像那个头面，头这个头面，脸面，接足，接足是这个手啊和头啊都接着佛的足嘛，归命理，归命顶礼嘛，一心顶礼，一心归命顶礼。以后啊，无论哪一位随着我到什么地方去，不要啊那么嘎嘎大笑，笑的都忘形了。无论是男的是女的，那么随着我到外边呢，到什么地方去，都要守一点威仪。你嘎嘎大笑啊，啊，这个令外边人一看说，哦，原来你们这个金山寺的人呢这么样没有规矩，这么样不懂规矩，那么无论到什么地方去笑是可以，不要笑得那么声音那么狂，那么笑得好像发狂那么个笑啊，人家也不知道你吃了什么发狂的药了，那么变成狂笑啊。所以啊，这一点每一个人都应该特别注意，以后到什么地方去笑是可以，笑不要笑得那么狂，不要狂笑，你笑完了自己也不知道为的笑什么，问你为什么你那么笑，I don't know， 你说这不是狂笑吗？所以啊，这一点要注意的，无论哪一个，随着我到外边去呀，那么不要那么狂笑，并且，我也不愿意带着人到，要是净这样的，我谁也不要带到外边去，那么，因为我们是佛教啊，一定要处处都要有规矩，没有规矩呀，不以规矩不能成方圆。那么，所以这规矩是很要紧的。
This is a story about, Xuan Guang. And I'm not sure that's his name, but he was Shifu's teacher. And he had some disciples that were pretty rich, and they had this house with a huge wall around it. And in one of the pillars of the wall was a whole lot of ammunition just in case some barbarians came down or some Indians wanted to attack them. And he went to them because he wanted to meditate alone in a quiet place. And they set him underneath all the ammunition. It was like a shelf, and they filled half of it up with ammunition and the other half was just hollow. So they put him in there so he could be quiet in there and everything. And one day they saw a fire on the top, and they thought, if that gunpowder goes off and everything, it's going to be terrible. He'll be killed. And so two of the strongest men ran in there, and they opened the little door, and there was the master just sitting there, still as a stone. And they tried to pick him up. They couldn't pick him up. And they were the two strongest men. And they tried and they tried and they tried. But what the master knew was that if he moved, that the fire would be real, but it was really just his body heat, and it wasn't really a fire. And the children could see because they had their five eyes open because they were little. And they could see he was all his little men that he could send out of the top of his head. He saw all his little men sitting up there with blankets and buckets of water trying to put out the fire because it was actually his own heat. And so his own little men would have to put it out. And they tried to move him, but finally the fire just went out, and they couldn't understand why the fire went out, because it was all that gunpowder and everything to feed it. And the children were sitting there laughing and laughing and laughing. And then he got up and he said that he had a very nice time there meditating in that little place. So
譬如生盲不见日，非为吾日出世间。诸有目者，悉明镜，各随所悟修其业。这个佛所放的光明， 三昧，都照耀一切众生。那么一切众生，有的见佛的光明，有的不见佛的光明。不见佛的光明的人，就有一个譬喻，譬喻什么呢？譬如生来呀，就是个盲人。 盲人呢，他生来也不知道太阳是个什么样子，没有见过太阳。那么他没有见过太阳，并不是啊没有太阳，而是啊他没有眼睛，所以说非为吾日出世间。那么生来就是盲眼的人呢，看不见太阳。 并不是啊，这没有太阳出在世间上，因为他没有眼睛看不见。诸有目者，悉明见。所有有眼睛的人，则会见着佛的光明，会见着太阳。有眼睛的人，也就是有智慧的人。有智慧的人，也就是啊，因为在往昔。 回得和佛呀一起修行，回得呀 爱乐佛的这种修行的横门，或者随喜佛的功德，或者见过佛所修行的这个横门啊，或者修广大的福业，或者供养无量诸佛，或者勤求佛果，这个以上这七种都啊能见着佛的光明。见不着佛的光明，就是一些个劣根性的人，凡夫啊，愚痴的人，和这个没有智慧的二乘人，他们都见不着佛的光明。俺们见不着佛的光明，俺们是属于啊这个凡夫愚痴的人，所以啊没有见着佛的光明啊。那么有智慧的都会见着佛的光明，各随所悟修其业，各随各的他所修行的这种的业务，那么是造他们这种福业，这个福报的广大的善业。大是光明一入世，有智慧者皆细见，凡夫邪信劣解人于此光明莫能读。大士就是啊诸佛菩萨所放的光明也是这样的，也就和太平光是一样的。有智慧者，那么所有的有智慧人就是有善根啊，有大智慧的人，皆细见都能啊见着佛的光明。凡夫，所有一切的愚痴的凡夫，邪信就是邪信的外道啊，这个所有一切的外道，劣解人，劣解就是顿阿罗汉，他虽然正果位，但是啊他智慧还不够，所以啊也见不着佛的光明。有眼不见卢舍挪，有耳不闻圆顿教，于此光明莫能读。对于佛所放的光明，他是见不着的。母以宫殿积年称，妙宝灵香以图盈，有福德者自然备，非无德者所能出。摩尼就是一种摩尼宝珠，摩尼宝珠所造的这个宫殿，及年秤和所做的这个居辇车秤，都是啊牟尼宝所造成的。妙宝令香以图盈，用这个微妙不可思议的这个宝贝，最呀名贵的这个香以图影来呀庄严这个宫殿。有福德者自然备，这是啊要有福德的人才能这个样子，才能有这个牟尼的宫殿和这个牟尼的辇秤啊，和这个妙宝灵香啊来庄严，来呀图影。非无德者所能处，可不是啊没有德性的这一类的人所能啊住的，所能啊居处的，就是在那在这种宫殿里头住，这都是啊有德行的人才能住这种庄严的宫殿。